I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm in the shed in the Yorkshire Dales yet again, and for the lady in New Zealand who wants to know what the weather's like here, it's a beautiful early spring day. Lots of sunlight, the daffodils are out all along the lane and the roadsides, but there aren't any lambs out yet because it's still a little bit chilly for them. I'm going to kick straight off with a track from Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band. Their new album is called Big Machine. I know it's been out a while, but it's only just found its way to me. And from it, this is a track I love. Eliza wrote it after she read the journal of a woman who was working down in Antarctica. It's called Great Grey Back, and it's about a whale. And the stuff about dancing with penguins is absolutely true. Stuff. Well, that's a big band and a half. Well, I'd love to see them live. They make such a great noise. Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band from their album Big Machine with Great Grey Back. Now, Justin Bernasconi is completely new to me. He was born in London, raised in Cambridgeshire in a small village called Warboys, which apparently is famed for witches and Lancaster bombers. I think the witches would be flying broomsticks rather than bombers. Anyway, he emigrated to Australia in 2004, and since then he's been cutting a great name for himself in the country department and also in the folky department too. He takes his inspiration, he says, from John Fahey, Doc Watson and Richard Thompson. So there's not much wrong with a lad that does that. I like this next track. It's very, very different, and it's about a young lad in love with a much older lady. And there's nothing wrong with that either. This is Justin Bernasconi with Carrie Swoon.
Sleeping late, open shop at 3, sun go down. that there's nothing all worth for these cool hipsters in the West Guard. You carry smooth, won't you marry me? I know you're old, that don't bother me. Dusty plates and few old hats, people come just to feed your cats. They say you sing, well sing me a blues. I play the harp, what we got to lose? Some will buy, some will can sing out loud as they're leaving. Can't you see that I'm not on the take? Who else brings you coffee and a carrot cake? Carrie Spoon, won't you marry me? I know you're old.
Swoon. Lovely jolly piece there from Justin Bernasconi, the album Barefoot Wonderland. Great little track that, it's cheered me up. Now, many, many years ago I was in Dingle Town, County Kerry, playing in a pub called Androcheid Beag. We were in a session there with Fergal McAuliffe, Michael Nerley and various people, and Tony Small came in. Tony was well known then as a singer and a songwriter, and he got his guitar out and sang some of the stuff that he'd written, and I thought it was absolutely beautiful. We staggered off to somebody's house when the pub shut and carried on singing and playing until dawn. Tony sadly passed away 4 years ago after having spent most of his latter years in Galway City, where he carried on writing and singing his lovely songs. Christy Moore, on his last album, Lily, recorded one of Tony's songs. This is it, Mandolin Mountain. And that's going to be followed, I think quite fittingly, by a mandolin tune from Rain on the Roof, an album from Christy's pal, Andy Irvine. The track is called Rain on the Roof and the Blue Mountains of North South Wales. Andy, as well as being a great singer, is a lovely mandolin player. But first of all, here's Christy Moore with Tony Small's song about the beauty of art and making music, Mandolin Mountain.
I grew up on Mandolin Mountain, high in Melody Hill. High, sweet harmony, water at the well. As my life is passing through me, I'm mostly satisfied. The old songs keep calling me, calling through the night. And I go up on Mandolin Mountain, high in Melody Hill. High, sweet harmony, was written in the book of life way back down the road. Love is for the patient ones, the honest and the good. And I go up on Mandolin Mountain, high in Melody Hill, high sweet harmony, water at the well. The Boyne on to Tara Hill. I know that it always was, and I know it always will. I go up on Mandolin Mountain, high in Melody Hill, high sweet harmony, water at the well. Thank you.
Great stuff there. You can hear the rain on the roof. Rain on the Roof and the Blue Mountains of New South Wales from Andy Irvine's album Rain on the Roof. And the fiddle there came from Rens van der Zalm, great pal of Andy's and a superb fiddle player. Beautiful to hear the mandolin and the fiddle together there. And Steve Cooney, the great Steve Cooney, who spent many years of his life in the Dingle Peninsula, was there on didgeridoo. That comes from the album Rain on the Roof. And before that, you heard Christy Moore with Mandolin Mountain, the Tony Small song from his album Lily. Now, I know very little about Conor O'Sullivan, apart from the fact that he's a great musician and singer, and he used to work with that fabulous Cork band North Craig. Well, he's teamed up with the great instrumentalist Owen O'Brien, and they've made an album called Leif, L-E-I-F. It's an absolutely brilliant album full of great songs, and from it this is what I think is a cracking version of the Dirk Powell song Waterbound, which in itself is one of the great modern classics of the folk world. Stuff. Owen O'Brien and Conor O'Sullivan from their album Leif, L-E-I-F, with Waterbound. Now, Jenny Sturgeon, as regular listeners to this show will know, is a young singer-songwriter from northeast Scotland. I've played a couple of tracks from her EP, Source to Sea. I really love her voice and I love the way she sings. She's got a great gras, a great feel for her music. She plays in a duo with Johnny Hardy from Old Blind Dogs, and she also works with Lauren McCall and Ewan McPherson in what I think is one of the most interesting and exciting bands to emerge in the last few years, Salt House. Well, I'm going to play one of my favourite tracks from the Source to Sea EP. It's the Cyril Tony classic about his days in the Royal Navy. You know, the shipping lines used to have the blue funnel line, the white funnel line, might have even had the purple funnel line. I don't know. But the Royal Navy was always called the grey funnel line. And no matter how patriotic some of the Jolly Tars might have been, there was many a time when they wished themselves back on the Walker Shore, heading home. and you can't get much better than that. A great song, a girl with a great voice, and a total involvement with the song she's singing. Wonderful. Jenny Sturgeon there, from her EP Source to Sea, with a beautiful version of the Cyril Tawney song Grey Funnel Line. Now, I mentioned in the intro to that Jenny works with Johnny Hardy from Old Blind Dogs. Well, Old Blind Dogs have got a new album just out called Room with a View. I'm a massive fan of theirs, but this song is a bit strange. It's called Sawney Bean, about a Scottish cannibal who lived in a cave on the west coast of Scotland with his family, and apparently they used to whack travellers on the head, drag them into the cave, dismember them, hang the bits up, ready to turn into a people, ticker, balti, or whatever. My opinion is that the legend of Sawney Bean is a fabrication and was just anti-Scots propaganda made up by the English. But I'll leave you to draw your own conclusion. Here's Old Blind Dogs with Sawney Bean, the Scottish cannibal.
Dangers there, beware of Sawney Bean, beware of Sawney Bean. There's a Nectic ends that he bites in there, for his face is seldom seen, but to meet his eyes, to meet your fate, at the hands of Sawney Bean, the hands of Sawney Bean. Raise them up on the flesh of men in the cave of Sawney Bean. And Sawney has been well endowed with daughters young and lean, and they hate him their fair proceed in the cave of Sawney Bean, the cave of Sawney Bean. Are young and strong, and their blades are sharp and keen to spell the blood of travelers. One meets with Sawney Bean, one meets with Sawney Bean. So if you ride from there to here, be wary in between, lest they catch your horse and spill your blood in the cave of Sawney Bean, the cave of Sawney Edmonton.
and likewise all their kin. And the wind blows cold on all their bins, and to hell they are again, to hell they are again.
They've all gone to hell. Well, you can make your own mind up, and there is a record of the Sawney Beans, Mr. and Mrs. and the little Sawney Beans, being hung in Edinburgh, but I'm not sure whether the legend of them being cannibals was not something that was, as I said, made up. I'm going to have to read up a little bit more about it, because a book I read about 30 years ago when I was travelling the west coast of Scotland, it seemed to me to be just one of those shock horror books with little foundation, but I will check it out because I could be proved entirely wrong. Sawney Bean from Old Blind Dog's album Room with a View, another track from them in a few moments' time, because right now I'm going to play you one of my favourite songs from the last 12 months or so. It's called Rich Man's Hill, and it's from the album Sweet Liberties. It was written by Maz O'Connor, a young singer-songwriter at present on tour with Narvik, the play written by Lizzie Nunnery. You might have heard the interview I did with her a few weeks back. I think this is a truly remarkable song. Maz is only a young woman, and she was down in London working, and as she looked around her, she realised that this world is in fact divided into those who have and those who very obviously do not. Here's Rich Man's Hill.
Have you ever been to Rich Man's Hill? There's cars there made of gold, and no one rummaging through rubbish bins. And I heard no one ever grows old. I found myself there on a warm summer's day. Didn't take them long to move me on, but I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home. And have you ever been to Rich Man's Hill? I swear the pavements gleam, and all the little girls wear their hair in little curls, and their cheeks are strawberries and cream. They looked at me with a vague anxiety, something they knew just shouldn't be. But I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home. I've been all round this city, I've been all round my doesn't stick to me. I seek, but I do not find. Well, maybe, maybe some of us were made to be safe. A stranger's arms were my cradle. Strange streets shall be my grave. But have you ever been to Rich Man's Hill? There's houses made for kings. How could anybody find themselves unhappy, surrounded by so many shiny things? I know they think I'm crazy, I know they think I'm small, I know they think that I don't think at all. But I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home, my own hilltop home, my own home.
Rich Man's Hill, from the album Sweet Liberties, and the girl singing it was Maz O'Connor who wrote the song. I'm going to play another track from the new album from Old Blind Dogs, Room with a View, which has got a fantastic album cover. Do go online and have a look at it. You can get there via our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. If you go and have a look at it, it's just a ruined chimney piece in the middle of a moor, and there's furniture around it and a standard lamp and a little coffee table with a cup on it. Room with plenty of view. Anyway, the track I'm going to play you now is called The Warlike Lads of Russia, brought to the attention of the folk world, first of all, by a recording from Nick Jones, and most people thought it was a traditional song. But this is a quote I found on an album sleeve that Nick himself actually wrote. Quote, "Possibly, to the consternation of some, I often deliberately altered or rewrote words and tunes of traditional songs, although I did try to keep it very much in sympathy with the original. Broadsides, however, offered a good source of ballads without such constraints and gave me the freedom to compose around the text without offence. Described on a broadsheet as a new song, Bonaparte's Escape from Russia, I added a few extra words, wrote a tune, and called it The Warlike Lads of Russia." End of quote. Otherwise, Nick, of course, it is the same knife, as we all know. Here's Old Blind Dogs with The Warlike Lads of Russia.
To Moscow he went, with all his troops and all his men, their minds were fully bent. To take the Russian country, they were fully impolite, but the Russians fought against them and then soon did them destroy. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. In a little while, the Russians did attack against Bonaparte and all his men. They fought and drove him back. The action being so hot that right and left and front and rear, oh, damn you all, says Bonaparte, I stay no longer here. Those are all like lads of Russia. They fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Bonaparte as fast as he could run. The poor Frenchman looked on after him, left horses, men and guns. His boxes and his matches, ammunition, wagons too, he left them all behind. And well, what could poor Boney do? Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Away then went poor Bonaparte as fast as he could ride. Poor Frenchman looked on after him, saying, oh, it's very hard to think he'd lead us all up here and leave us to our fate. You'd think he'd stop along with us and help us in our state. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Here's 80,000 men from them they've killed and they've taken, likewise 10,000 horses and 200 bits of cannon. Never more to Leon Paris or French Flanders their advance, for if I do, I'm sure that they will teach me how to dance. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Now it's to conclude and thus to finish off my song. Oh, Boney's men in Russia wish they had a hold of him. The cruelest death they put him to that e'er a man befell. Oh, damn you all, says Bonaparte, damn you all to hell. Those are all like lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. They fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
Warlike Lads of Russia, Old Blind Dogs, from their album Room with a View. Now, any of you who've been listening to this show for any length of time, or any of you who went to the Costa del Folk festivals in Portugal or Spain will know the name Karen Grandel Park. She's a great singer, fantastic voice, and she's also a really fine songwriter. And what I like about her songs is that she tells us stories. Every one of her songs has got a message, but it's wrapped up within a story. Well, she's just teamed up with Carl Robbins, another well-known singer around the north of England and a great guitarist, and they've produced an absolutely superb album called The Snows They Melt the Soonest, which has just come hot off the presses. I've got a rough mix of one of the tracks I'm going to play you now. Karen's got an incredibly strong voice, and Carl, like I say, is a terrific guitarist. This song is, I think, just stunning. It's bleak, it's powerful, it tells a true story. So common a story, I would have thought, nowadays. A single parent, a woman, who to keep her kids fed and clothed, goes on the streets. It's called Hey Mister.
Kids are home alone again. Social workers snooping round. It's no good her telling men it's the best job she could find. 0 hour contracts don't keep her kids in food. She learned the truth so long ago, to wit, you have to choose. She gets the kids off to school, then she sleeps throughout the day. Gives them the tea when they come home. Sometimes they get to play. Gets them to bed by 9 o'clock. Says she'll only be a while. Dresses up in her street clothes and practices her smile. A good time, back of your car, your place or mine. Cash up front, no I don't for free. Lay that money down, lay that money down. I'll be anything you want me to be. Mummy, don't go out tonight. Stay home here with us. It's scary, Mummy, when you're gone. We promise to be good. You don't look like a mom when you're all dressed up like that. I'm really scared. Someday soon, you just won't come back. Hey, mister, do you want a good time? Back of your car, your place or mine? Cash up front, no, I don't for free. Lay that money down, lay that money down. I'll be anything you want me to be.
Kids are home alone again.
I'll be anything you want me to be.
Kids are home alone.
I'll be anything you want me to be.
Hey Mister, from the album The Snows They Melt the Soonest, Karen Grandel-Park and Carl Robbins, and I'll let you know as soon as that album is released. Now, three of the British folk scene's finest, most formidable and forthright and fantastic female acts, BBC Music Awards and Best Duo nominees O'Hooley and Tito, Lady Masary, who also were Radio 2 Folk Award finalists, and the incredible Leicester songwriter Grace Petrie, have come together to form the band, group, Assemblage Coven, C-O-V-E-N, as in the Witch's Coven. Together they make a fantastic sound, and I think they're still on tour, so you may get the chance to see the whole group together. If you don't get a chance to see them on tour, you can at least buy the album. And this is my favourite track from it, If There's a Fire in Your Heart. And if there isn't a fire in your heart, there's something up with you. By the way, I do have to point out, because the song comes cracking into you, there's no preamble to it, the first words are Dick Gocken. Dick, of course, is the great Scottish folk singer and rebel.
Dick Gocken said there ain't no gods, excuse me while I shout the odds. The leaders have their cattle prods, but we have the stage. I look around and all I see is disempowered misery, and they dress it up as apathy and say that we don't care. But if there's a fire in your heart, it only needs to be a candle. Every fire in the world started from one spark. Take the fire in all our hearts, we will be more than they can handle. Take my hand in here tonight, and we will light up all the dark. I know there's winter all around, and I see your spirits getting down. You thought we would have turned things round a bit by now. But I need you to have faith in us, a generation brave enough to build a world on peace and love. It's never too late. 'Cause if there's a fire in your heart, it only needs to be a candle. Every fire in the world started from one spark. Take the fire in all our hearts, we will be more than they can handle. Take my hand in here tonight, and we will light up all the dark. There's a fire in your heart, it only needs to be a candle. Every fire in the world started from one spark. Take the fire in all our hearts, we will be more than they can handle. Take my hand in here tonight, and we will light up all the dark. If there's a fire in your heart, it only needs to be a candle. Every fire in the world started from one spark. So take the fire in all our hearts, we will be more than they
in your heart. It only needs to be a candle. Every fire in the world started from one spark. Take the fire in all our hearts. We will be more than they can handle. Take my hand in here tonight, and we will light up all the dark.
If there's a fire in your heart, Coven, from the album Unholy Choir. Coven, as I said, is Ohulian Tito, Lady Masary, and the amazing Grace Petrie. Now, it really is, it's hard to do this next bit because three people have left us and gone to the great session, the great gig in the sky recently. And I want to mark their passing with some kind of a commemoration, even though many of you won't know the people concerned. A good many will. First of all, Derek Brimstone, a wonderful guitarist and banjo player, a great wit, great raconteur, a great entertainer and a terrific singer. He made a number of fine albums over the course of his career and he toured extensively all over the world. He was a great favourite at festivals and folk clubs throughout these islands. And he left us, sadly, a few days back. I spent many an hour in his good company, yarning with him, listening to him play, and just being in the man's company was always an incredible pleasure. He was a very, very funny man and a great storyteller. So, for Derek Brimstone and for all his fans, this is We Both Had a Very Good Time.
I'd like to do a love song now. This is a song called We Both Had a Very Good Time. Now then, how many miles did we travel side by side? Laughing and talking, well, sometimes we even cried. But the long, long road has ended, so baby, dry your eyes. Come here, let me kiss you, you know I'm gonna miss you. And we both had a very good time. Now then, how many bar rooms? How many cities and towns? And how many people? How many sights and sounds? And how many places? You hear me sing my song? We're laughing or grieving, we broke about even, and we both had a very good time. Now remember all the good times, forget all about the bad. You know I really, really, really loved you. I give you all I had. But didn't I always tell you someday the time would come? Well, I'm sorry, my dear, but now it's here, and we both had a very good time. You know this is no time for sorrow, and it ain't no time for tears, 'cause unhappiness just fades away and then it disappears. You got many more years than I have, that's why I set you free. So be glad that you met me, please don't forget me, and we both had a very good time. So then how many miles did we travel side by side? Laughing and talking, You know, sometimes we even cry. But the long, long road has ended. Now, baby, dry your eyes. Come here, let me kiss you. You know I'm gonna miss you. And we both had a very good time. I mean, we both had a very good time.
Thank you. Derek Brimstone with We Both Had a Very Good Time from the album A Very Good Time. Sorry about the quality of the recording there, but it was made many, many years ago, and it does give you a feeling of Derek there performing in front of an audience. The second commemoration tribute celebrates the life of Paddy Bort. Paddy was a great character who for many years ran the Edinburgh Folk Club, born in Germany, educated there. He came over to Edinburgh and you would have thought he was a native Scot with an Irish accent. He was a giant of a man, intellectually, physically, and seemed to have boundless energy. But I think actually Steve Byrne of the band Malinky has made a better tribute than I ever could. I'm going to quote it. Now, it appeared on his Facebook site. Quote, "A hall the size of Arthur's Seat is in the Edinburgh folk scene today. It's with the deepest, utmost sadness that I impart the news of the sudden death of our old friend, colleague and comrade, Eberhard Paddy Bort, long-time stalwart of Edinburgh Folk Club, the Wee Folk Club and the Phoenix Irish pub, Laufen. Paddy was in a sense the archetypal welcome stranger who came to Scotland from his native Germany to shine a bright light on our cultural riches that we have often been backwards in coming forwards about. A confirmed Hibernophile and Scotophile, hundreds of us in the folk scene have had floor spots and gigs at all stages of our careers from Paddy, benefiting from his drive and enthusiasm. He gave Malinky their first floor spots, including one which got us our record deal with Green Tracks Recordings, and he booked our very first ever big city gig." That was from Steve Byrne. And Neil Atchison, Scottish journalist and writer, wrote about Paddy, "A grand European, a kindliest counsellor, a wise and merry man in many, many countries. We all came to him. Those blue eyes and snowy beard peeping out benevolently between the stacks of paper. He was like an Edward Lear man, with the birds of the earth nesting in that great Volbart. I still can't believe the news. Scotland, Wales, Ireland and Europe never needed this lovely man more. Alas." This is Malinky, the lead vocals of Karim Polwart with Follow the Heron.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers along by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in gabbins that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight, as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home. In darkness we cradled our sorrow, and stoked all our fires with fear. Now these bones that lie empty and hollow are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight, as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow
the heron. snow scented sands of your home, where the north wind delivers its sermon of ice and salt water and stone. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron bone. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home, and we follow the heron home.
Follow the Heron, from Malinke's album Three Ravens, to celebrate the life of Paddy Bott. Now, someday I will tell you the story of Hedgehog Pie arriving at a folk club I ran at a place called Middleton near Manchester. I should explain for anybody who doesn't know that Hedgehog Pie were one of the most amazing bands on the folk scene of the late 60s and through the 70s, full of fire, full of fun, and yet great musicians and singers. I'd booked five of them, and a van rolled up outside the door, a huge van. The back doors opened and 21 of them got out. A bunch of scallywags, ne'er-do-wells and good-time Charlies from Newcastle and Jarrah and Hebburn came to that small Lancashire cotton town of Middleton. And amongst them was a lad called Domino, his real name Mick McCormick. Sadly, he too has gone to the great gig in the sky. And the following words come from Phil Murray, bass player with Hedgehog Pie, later with Jack the Lad, and now, of course, with the Mighty Doonans. And as I sit here in this stone shed, I know that Phil is at this very moment in Newcastle laying Domino, Mick McCormick, to rest. These are Phil's words. Mick joined one of the very early Hedgehog Pies as frontman, singer, raconteur. He met the rest of us at the cultural hub of Hebburn, the Iona Club. Him and his German cousin, Max Peters, were a dual strike force and terrorised folk clubs up and down the country. He was also one of the organisers of the famous Viking Club in Jarrah, and any guest who entered that arena did with trepidation. A big man with a big heart and a massive voice. Sadly, the only usable recording we've got is Mick's signature number, Valparaiso. And I think a reunion of the early Hedgehog Pies may be a possibility as a tribute to him. Valparaiso, otherwise known as Paddy Layback. I remember them all standing in a line that night in Middleton, Lancashire, belting this song out with Domino to the fore.
It was a cold and dreary morning in December. And all of the money it was spent, where it went, the Lord, I can't remember. So down to the shipping office went, oh, Paddy Layback,
taking your slack,
take a turn around the cops to heave a ball. Bomb about ship station, boys be handy. Bomb about the Valparaiso around the hall. Yeah, there was a great demand for sailors, for the colonies, for Frisco and for France. So I shipped aboard the Limey from the Hotspur. Got Paddy Layback and me advance. Oh, Paddy Layback,
taking your slack,
take your turn around the coast and heave a ball. All about ship station, boys be handy. Bomb about the Valparaiso around the horn. Some of our fellows had been drinking, and I myself was heavy on the booze. As I sat upon the Elsie, just
used to think it. I turn at Jimmy Buck and a bird's nose. Oh, holiday back,
holiday back.
Take in your slack,
take in your slack.
Take your turn around the cups that he will pour. Bum a bum, skip station, boys be handy. Bum a bum, the mother will rise around the horn.
There was Spaniards, Dutchmen, and a Russian. And Johnny Crump was just across from France. None of them could speak a word of English. But I'd say the name of Bugs Advance. Oh, Paddy Day Bat, taking your slack. Take your turn around the cups to leave a pole.
Come about, ship station, boys be handy. Come about, the butterfly rise around the horn.
I wish I was back in the Jolly Sailor.
Sailor.
Along with Irish painter drinking
beer. Yeah, yeah.
And I bought one jolly gems for sailors. And with the tip of my wife to weigh a tin. Oh, Paddy Day Bat,
taking your slack.
Take a turn around the cups and heave a pole.
Bum a bum, ship station, boys be handy. Bum a bum, the mother of a riser. Bum a bum, the mother of a riser. Bum a bum, the mother of a riser
of them. Oh. Well, we'll never see their likes again. A wonderful Mick McCormick lead vocals there with Hedgehog Pie. And sadly, as I said, Mick's gone to the great session in the sky. And hopefully John Doonan will be up there with the piccolo ready to meet him when he comes through the gates. And we're all indebted to Ray Laidlaw from Lindisfarne for digging up that oldie but goldie. It comes from an album called Sailing Home, Tall Ships, 1993. Hedgehog Pie with Valparaiso, a.k.a. Paddy Layback. Just got time for a few more tracks before the end of the show. I'm indebted to Mike Farrington, melodeon player of Horton in Ribblesdale, just up the valley, for this next one. The Ribchester Snake Dance from the Rantan Band. Ribchester is a little place just down the Ribble Valley where the Romans had a camp, hence Ribchester. But I didn't know there were snakes there. Still less did I know that they danced.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. I can just see all those Romans in the Roman camp at Ribchester dancing round, holding big snakes up as they wobble round in their silver breastplates and their plumed helmets. That was the Ribchester Snake Dance from the Rantan Band's album Rainy Day. And sadly, the Rantan Band are no longer gigging. They were one of the most exciting young folk bands ever. Martin Ellison on melodeon, and I think it was, let me just work this one out, Fiona Booth and Simon Booth were in the band. Fiona played saxophone and recorder, and her brother played harmonica and melodeon as well. Great band. Trad R are a seven-piece band. Dave Pegg of Fairport Convention, who I was having a pint with recently, has just told me they have a new album coming out, which is absolutely incredible. I'm looking forward to that because I do like their stuff. But let's see what you think. From the album Cautionary Tales, here is Trad R with a song called Nottingham Town, which is probably a medieval magic ballad. The words certainly don't make any sense unless they are a magical riddle of some kind. And that's followed by another traditional song, Pretty Polly.
As I rode out in Nottingham Town, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me the way to fair Nottingham Town. On his back, grey mane and grey tail, green stripes on his back, and not a hair on him that wasn't cold black.
Oh, Willie, little Pretty Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave the biggest part of last night. She went a little further, and what did she spy? She went a little further, and what did she spy? A new dove grave with a spade lying by. She knelt down before him, pleading for her life. She knelt down before him, pleading for her life. Oh, let me be a single girl if I can't be your wife. A debt to the devil, little Willie must pay. A debt to the devil, little Willie must pay. I'm killing Pretty Polly and running away.
Ottoman Town and Pretty Polly from Trad R's album Cautionary Tales. You want details on that band or anybody else that you've heard on tonight's show, go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find everything you need there, including an archive of all the previous 200 and odd podcasts that we've put out. And you'll also find a donate button which will allow you to throw a few quid, and I mean a few quid, at the show. Just a couple of pounds would help us immensely. You won't believe it, but we do have a lot of expenses, and it does help. Every little helps, even if it's only a couple of quid a month, 50 pence a week, less than the cost of a soupçon of coffee at your local greasy spoon. Just got time for one more track, and this is one of my favourite songs ever. So glad I actually was able to dig it up and find it, because it's really difficult to get hold of. I played a track from Tom Paxton's new album a few weeks back called If the Poor Don't Matter. Not many people know that Tom, as well as writing great love songs, funny songs, children's songs, songs about the road, also has written some fantastically strong political songs. This is a song which has no strong political affiliation to any party other than that it is not on the side of the rich and powerful. Fantastic lyrics to this song, and a great version of it, sung live at the Marquee Club in London. This is Tom Paxton with When Princes Meet.
Princes meet, the poor little men must tremble. In judgment seat, they speak of their wars while great armies assemble. Their armor shines to shame the sun, they move like gods, they do resemble. All bow their necks to iron feet when princes meet. When castles rise, the poor little men must build them. To charm the skies, they throw up the turrets where the great lord dwell them. They dig the dungeons from the earth, and their brothers, wives, and children fill them. All those below cast down their eyes when castles rise. God save the king, for he grants us leave to serve him. His praises sing and grant that we may deserve him. Who counts the cost, the cattle and men to be lost? 'Tis no small thing to serve a king. When kings make war, the poor little men must fight them. They must do more. They hold out the necks for great lord swords to fight them. The sons of lords cleave through their ranks in the hope some warrior king might knight them. It's what the poor little men are for when kings make war.
Drive your cattle to the woods, Francois, the Lord is looking your way. Hide your women and your goods, Francois, they're coming around to make you pay. Hide if you can.
God save the king, for he grants us leave to serve him. His praises sing, and grant that we may deserve him. Who counts the cost, the cattle and men to be lost? 'Tis no small thing to serve a king. When kings make war, the poor little men must fight with them. They must do more. They hold out the necks for great lord swords to bite them. The sons of lords creep through their ranks in the hope some warrior king might knight them. It's what the poor little men are for when kings make war. It's what the poor little men are for when kings make war.
Tom Paxton, recorded live at the Marquee Club London when princes meet, and that's from the album New Songs for Old Friends. Thanks ever so much for listening to the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Been some great, great music. In fact, I think it's all been great music. And we've said goodbye to three good men. Don't forget to go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you can download all the previous podcasts of this show. Stick them on your iPad, your iPhone, your tablet, or whatever, and enjoy some of the world's greatest music. More than 200 shows, many of them an hour and a half long, so there's loads and loads of great music there. Again, thanks for listening. Please spread the word, because we've got no brass for advertising. And from this little shed in the Yorkshire Dales, farewell, goodbye, look after yourselves, be kind to each other, and don't let the buggers grind you down. Ta-da!